coming from his quarters in Potomac, Maryland, down to the temple after the morning walk for greeting the deities. So I was enthusiastically banging away on a mridanga, which I couldn't play very well. And I was chanting Hare Krishna at the top of my lungs, walking directly side by side with Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada turns to me and goes, "Jai." So that's the only thing he ever said to me. But because he said that to me in relation to my engagement in Nam Sankirtan, I took it as a great inspiration for my whole life. That at least if I do Nam Sankirtan, particularly Hare Krishna Mahamantra Kirtan, that at least that can get a jai out of Srila Prabhupada. You know, I may not be doing anything else which gets a jai out of Srila Prabhupada, but at least that much could get a jai out of Srila Prabhupada. So because I didn't get much instruction from him directly, so as most of you, I'm sure most of you are also heavily reliant upon Srila Prabhupada's vani. So similarly, I'm also reliant on Srila Prabhupada's vani. By hearing from Srila Prabhupada and taking to heart at least some aspect, some instruction, we may not be able to follow all the instructions. Srila Prabhupada told that we should follow all the instructions, even the little ones, to the T. You know, but fallen that we are, we may not be able to follow every little instruction. But if we can at least latch on to one instruction and follow that to the end, then it may get us somewhere. So I remember some time ago, a few years ago, I've been in Vrindavan for 20 years, trying to be some kind of a Brajbasi. I took great inspiration from Srila Prabhupada's instruction to Dhananjaya Prabhu in a letter where Srila Prabhupada said that he wanted as many devotees as possible, as many devotees, he said, to permanently reside in Vrindavan and become Brajvasis. And he ended that statement by saying, "That will be very inspiring." So I thought that very inspiring to whom? Maybe even very inspiring to Srila Prabhupada. That if some of his devotees could actually become genuine Brajvasis. Brajvasi is a tall order. Brajvasi means selfless, unalloyed devotional service, following in the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna, who have no desire for their own personal self-satisfactions. They don't consider happiness and distress to be in any way a criterion for judging what is to be done and what is not to be done in the matter of satisfying Krishna. Their personal happiness and distress is inconsequential. So this part of upakara mood of a Brajvasi that can be done in Vrindavan as it can be done outside of Vrindavan. Para upakara means that we want to do good for others. So just like we can do good for others by traveling all over the world, so we can also endeavor to do good for others by living in Vrindavan. Prabhupada didn't like the idea of living in Vrindavan for one's personal benefit. But he never deprecated the idea of living in Vrindavan for the benefit of others. Because actually, that's the name of the game. If anyone wants to become a pure Brajvasi, following in the footsteps of the residents of Braja, then they must develop this mood, because that's the mood of a Brajvasi. They do good for others, just like the gopis make arrangements for others to meet with Krishna. So in the same way, distribution of transcendental literatures in Vrindavan or any other activity done in Vrindavan, yielding 1,000 times the benefit. Just understand that if you spend 1 year in Vrindavan, that's equivalent to 1 year of devotional service of Vrindavan, as Prabhupada in one lecture told, that 1,000 times the benefit, any devotional service done in Vrindavan. So 1 year of devotional service in Vrindavan is equivalent to 1,000 years of devotional service anywhere else in the world. 1 year of devotional service, if you consider 1,000 years of devotional service, and then divide that by, I would think, a maximum of 80 years, probably not even an average of 80 years. Many devotees are leaving their bodies earlier, 60, even 50. But even if we give ourselves 80 years, as Srila Prabhupada lived, he was with us for 82 years in this particular Charya Sarup as Bhaktivedanta Swami Opad. In that life, he lived for 82 years. So if someone lives for 80 years, and you divide 1,000 years worth of devotional service by 80 years, and you come up with 12 lifetimes of devotional service. By doing devotional practices in Vrindavan Dham, that is equivalent. 1 year of devotional service in Vrindavan Dham is equivalent to 12 lifetimes of devotional service anywhere else in the world. We should try to understand the great value of the facility that Srila Prabhupada has arranged for us to make leaps and bounds of advancement in Krishna consciousness by taking advantage as much as possible this Vrindavan Yatra. And Vrindavan Yatra means preaching yatra. Prabhupada said that if we don't use this Vrindavan temple for preaching, it will simply become a godown. Godown means a storehouse. Just like the Panchatattva broke open the storehouse and distributed the contents, love of Godhead. I'm not looking at that sign. I'm sorry. I have something to say. So, yes, I know, but I'm going to carry on a little more. Don't mind. So, anyway, so I just want to read one excerpt from a lecture by Srila Prabhupada here in Vrindavan Dham. This was in 1972. You can imagine that most devotees who were here in Vrindavan to hear that lecture, they couldn't have been in the movement more than 6 years. So, probably most devotees that were here were in the movement from four to six years, perhaps, maybe even less. But here's something very interesting that Srila Prabhupada said, which I think should be encouraging to all of us. Anyone who's been in this movement for at least 4 or 5, 6 years or more, they should take heed of Srila Prabhupada's statement here. Okay? Vaidhi Bhakti, that is apprenticeship. Real bhakti, para bhakti, that is Raganuga Bhakti. This Raganuga Bhakti, we have to come after surpassing the Vaidhi Bhakti. In the material world, if we do not try to make further and further progress in devotional service, if we are simply sticking to the Shastric regulation process and do not try to go beyond that, Shastric process, also regulation, that is required. Without Shastric process, you cannot go to that platform. But if we stick to the Shastric process only and do not try to improve oneself, the Shastric process is Kanishta Adhikar, lowest stage of devotional service. If I become satisfied only with these regulative principles for worshipping the deity in the temple and following the regulative principle daily,
but I have no other idea. Then what? Savakta Prakrita Smrita. Prakrita means on the material platform. Such devotee can fall down at any moment because he's on the Prakrita stage. And Prakrita means this Gunamayi Prakriti. It is very strong. So any devotee can fall down if he remains Prakrita Bhakta. So he has to raise himself above this in the Madhyam Adhikar. The same thing as my Guru Maharaj used to say, that is Bhaktisiddhanta, that licking up the bottle of honey, that is not real honey. You have to open the bottle of honey and lick up the real honey. Then you'll get taste. That is advancement in spiritual knowledge. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. Therefore, if we do not associate with the advanced devotees, uttam adhikari, if we simply want to remain in the lowest stage of devotional service, then we are not making progress. Then we shall simply enjoy the material field without entering onto the spiritual platform. So, when you are actually in pure devotional service, sarvopadi vinirmuktam, being freed from the interaction of the three material modes of nature, that is real transcendental stage of devotional service. So we have to try to go to that platform. Otherwise, we shall remain a Prakrita Bhakta. We have to become transcendental to the three modes of material nature. That is not very difficult. Simply, one has to become very serious and sincere. That's all. That's all. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
We'd like to thank Ajahn Prabhu. He's been here how many years now doing 20 Parikirtan? Over 20 years doing Kirtan and Sri Vrindavan. Just imagine how much benefit that is. And this 20 Parikirtan is fulfilling one of Prabhupada's dearest desires. It took so long to get it started. Now it's been going on very nicely. So I'd like to thank him for his giving us wonderful instruction from Srila Prabhupada.